once again, and welcome to the program. We're looking in the book of Revelation. Revelation means the unveiling, and we're unveiling what in the world is going on. We're looking at that. Stay tuned. For the past 2,000 years, we've been living in a time that the Bible refers to as the times of the Gentiles. And in Luke 21:24, it refers to the times of the Gentiles being fulfilled. I believe that started on May the 14th, 1948, when Israel became a nation again, and that opened the pathway to the end of the times of the Gentiles, which will take place at the rapture of those who are genuinely born again. That's the next thing on God's program. The book of Revelation deals with the facts. What we need to do is face the facts and face the future, and that's what the Revelation does for us. The fact today is that truth is the new hate law. Galatians 4:16 says, Paul said, am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? Yes, he did. He became their enemy because he told them the truth. People don't want the truth today. They say, if you tell the truth, that's hate. No, it's not hate. Truth is truth. Now, the basic outline of the book of Revelation, John was told in chapter 1 to write the things that thou hast seen, the things that are, and the things that shall be hereafter. Now, the things that thou hast seen, that was chapter 1 of the book of Revelation. The things that are deal with this times of the Gentiles that we're referring to, and that's chapter 2 and 3. And then in chapter 4 through to the end of the book, the things that shall be hereafter. In previous programs, we referred to the infiltration of the infiltrators, and that's the devil's program in this age of apostasy that we're living in, to infiltrate into our churches. The dictionary says to infiltrate is an act of entering into an organization in order to cause damage. Well, that's exactly what's going on in our churches today. And we need to keep in mind that these infiltrators are referred to in the scriptures as wolves in sheep's clothing. They look good. I mean, Judas ran with that group of fundamentalists for 3.5 years. Jesus was the only one in the group who knew what he was really up to. There's three areas when it comes to the ministry that we have in this world as people today. One is a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, how things are done in our homes, and our local churches. Now, we've been given warning after warning. One of them, Colossians 2, verse number 8, says, "Beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ." Well, we're going to begin today as we continue in the book of Revelation in chapter 1, verse 7 and 8. Have your Bible ready. We'll look at that in a minute. In the meantime, let's make this our prayer. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way.
Have thine own way. Try me.
is thine. Touch me and heal me, Savior divine. Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Hold o'er my being absolute sway. Fill with thy spirit.
When we talk about the return of Jesus Christ, we need to be very careful to keep it in order as to how things are going to happen. In one place in the scriptures, it says he's going to come as a thief in the night. A thief comes in and nobody sees him. Well, in Revelation chapter 1, verse 7 and 8, it says, "Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him." Now, the first one is the rapture, when he comes for those who are genuinely born again, and we meet him in the air. The second one is 7 years later, after the tribulation period, and there we read, "Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all the kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty." It says here, every eye shall see him. How is that possible? Well, it's possible today with what we call the World Wide Web, the Internet, what we have on news, whatever's happening in any part of the world, it's almost instantly on the news, and we can see what is happening, and that's very possible today. So it says he's coming in the clouds, and every eye shall see him. Whether it means that or whether it means the fact that every single one of us in this world are going to see him in person and stand before him, there's no doubt whatsoever we are all going to stand before him. The Bible says in Isaiah 45:23, "Unto me every knee shall bow." Romans 14:11, "As I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me." Philippians 2:10, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Now, those who are Christians in this world today, genuinely born again, what the Bible calls saved, well, we'd be glad to bow. We'll bow willingly, but bow willingly or unwillingly, every knee will bow. Philippians 2:11 says every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Well, we'll confess willingly if we know him as our Savior, or unwillingly, everyone, every tongue will confess. You go back to Nero and the emperor of the Roman Empire, all the atrocities on the Jews. You could look at Pilate, you can look at Herod. They will all bow and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Mao Zedong, reportedly between 1958 and 62, was responsible for the death of up to 45 million people. He will bow before the Lord. Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, Karl Marx, Fidel Castro, Osama bin Laden, Saddam Hussein, Ayatollah Khomeini, they're all going to bow before the Lord, every single one of them. Well, that's past leadership. What about present leadership? The revelation is written in the present as to what's going on at that time, and that means leadership today, present leadership. In Revelation 6:15-17, we read, "And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, Fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand?" Who's going to stand? Vladimir Putin, this maniac in Peru who's destroying the country? Kim Jong in North Korea, is he going to stand? No, they're going to be in the, hiding in the rocks, praying that the rocks fall on them, the mountains, because they want to be hid from the wrath of the Lamb. They're going to realize, they know it now, they know they've had an opportunity in their life to make their decisions, and they've made their decisions. And every single one of them will bow. The President of the United States, the Prime Minister of Canada, every single leader, every Queen of England, past and present, every King of England, all of those who are in charge in religious areas, be it Pope or be it preacher, we are all going to stand before Jesus Christ someday and confess that He is Lord. Revelation 1 verse 7 said, "Behold, He cometh." We read back in Psalm 96 verse 13, "He cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with His truth." With His truth. There's not a whole lot of truth anymore in the world today. There's a whole lot of injustice. Someone said a jury is made up of 12 people who determine who had the better lawyer. Well, when we stand as individuals before the Lord, He is going to deal with the truth about every one of us. Well, as we move forward in the book of Revelation in our study, we'll see that there's seven sets of sevens in the Revelation. The number seven is a very special number in the Word of God. The Bible begins with the creation of this world in 7 days, and it, the Bible ends in the book of Revelation with seven specific sets of sevens. There's more sevens in the book of Revelation, as we'll see as we go along, but there's seven specific areas we're going to look at. The number seven occurs 463 times in the Word of God, and it is symbolic of and signifies the completeness of something. For example, with Noah's Ark, God was very merciful for 120 years, giving them opportunity to turn to the Lord. However, He said, "Yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth." That period was complete, and they faced the judgment of God, and we're about to do the same thing again here as we read it in the book of Revelation. We'll conclude the program today with a hymn that we started out with. It's a prayer. We need to earnestly and honestly make it our prayer. Have Thine own way, Lord. Have Thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay.
Have Thine own way, Lord.
Spirit.